Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
live from the lair.
No, it's pre-recorded.
Fool you!
Now, I'm going to do a response here to a bunch of comments I've gotten over the years and several emails from young and old in regards to sexual partners of your significant other. Now, I have done videos on the dick stacking test and what have you, and there are studies out there that show the more sex partners a woman has, the less she has the ability to pair bond with you.
Can't be correct. It is correct.
And let's face it, current year, it is really hard to come across a woman with less than a double-digit body count, meaning less than 10.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Now, in my day, when I, you know, was, well, let's say I was born in 1968, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and I got to see what happened to the ladies of my generation who were very loose with their downstairs mix-ups.
Slowly, in and out. You got it.
Now, in my high school, I graduated in 1986. There was right around 8 women that were known to be excessively free with the poonanny. And I now have the wisdom and insight to see exactly what happened to these ladies. I saw, you know, I went to my 10, 20, 30-year reunion. My 40-year reunion is coming up here roughly in about a year and a half-ish, if they have it. I do not know if I'm going to go to that one, but, you know, I have seen or heard exactly what happens to a lot of these ladies. And it's not pretty. All of them have been divorced a minimum of once, some of them more than once, one of them self-deleted. None of them, to my knowledge, are currently married at this point. So they are stuck dead center in the middle of Boxwain and Catland now, because they're coming up on 60. And, you know, as we know, 40 to 80 is a long time. And if you're 60 years old in Boxwain and Catland, congratulations, you're center of the bullseye. I'm just telling you what it is. Now, I'm not going to use their names or any specifics, but we're going to go into some sources here to prove my point. All right, this one here is from Forbes, and you'll see here at the top of this bar right here, financial security is one of the main reasons for marriage, or the mirage, as I refer to it. All right, now, it is very common for a man to get hit with divorce papers after he quits a job, loses a job, gets laid off, gets injured, or tries to change career fields because of dissatisfaction or changes in the world in regards to what he was doing. I can't tell you how many guys I've talked to in the past 15 years that are like, yeah, I thought she loved me. There was a bunch of loyalty. We were in the marriage and X happened, and you know, we had to rely on her for X amount of time because I lost my job for enter reason here. And these guys get literally ejected, left behind, and destroyed by, let's just face it, the laws and cultures of the Western world. All right, so this is the leading indicator for why they get married, and it's also one of the leading indicators why they get divorced. Now, future performance predicts future performance. Is it? See what I did there? Pre-dick.
Everybody got that? Good.
All right, let's just get into this right here. All right, so this is from imarticus.org. Most critical steps in as analyzing historical financials for. Now, this is picking a financial planner. And you will see, you know, there you do your due diligence. You look into the company's model, what changed over time, revenues, expenses, the balance sheet, cash flows, looking for red flags or warning signs in financial statements, and making predictions about future performance and create a forecast. All right, now, as a dude, we come out of the box pre-programmed with various survival mechanisms for said human race. And one of those is a predilection for not participating in a breeding or mating strategy where your offspring is more than likely not going to be related to you.
Joseph!
What is it, Daddy?
And one of the ways that happens is you have doubts over your significant other due to her sexual past. All right, now, they're going to call me an istophobe igot for bringing this up, but this is just a basic, harsh truth of biology. And there are attempts out there to try to shame and blame men out of this basic programming, and if you're a simp or severely blue-pilled, you will fall for this horse shit, and then you'll be singing the blues in less than 10 years if you decide to get married or participate in the mirage. Because 56% of all marriages do not make it out of the 10-year window, and 80% of those divorces are filed by women, and you can add an additional 10% to that if your significant other is college educated. So finances here are a major role in defining success in a mirage. And one of the leading indicators for said mirage and said divorce is finance. Then selecting a significant other should fall along those lines, i.e. past performance predicts future performance. So there you have it. Now, here's the study here. Now, you don't come here for me to read your studies, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing. And this one here, they're talking about the number of sexual partners and happiness. And they're trying to give you a bunch of baloney here where it shouldn't really matter. And some men, this isn't a big deal.
Wilson.
This makes the assumption that is the man who is deciding if the mirage succeeds or not. Because most of the time, the man is caught by surprise. And the woman files for divorce out of boredom, which results in lack of bonding. All right, so let's move on to the next one here. You research, this is University of Utah, researchers, more sex partners before marriage doesn't necessarily lead to divorce.
Sure, Jan.
Now, what we need to look at here is this table here. I'm not here to read you whole articles because that's just boring. And this data goes to roughly 2010. Now, I want you to see the difference here. 1970, basically 20% of all the women out there, 18 to 25 or 22, I got that number early on in this study, were virgins. So they're getting out of high school. It's 20%. Sorry, 1/3 is in the 30s. So 1/5. Now you'll see here in 2010, that goes from 1/5 or 20% down to 5%. 5%. So that's 1 out of 20 in 2010 getting out of high school with zero partners. And that was basically 14 years ago. So this number is probably much lower now, like I would say 1% or less. And you'll see here as they go for additional partners, 1970, 43% had one partner. And in 2010, this is roughly cut in half to 20%. Now let's go down to here to 10 plus partners. You'll see in 1970, 2% of the ladies out there had more than 10 partners. And in my day, roughly between the beginning of 1980 to 1990, it went from somewhere between 4 and 10%. I would say it's somewhere around 6%. And here we are in 2010, it's 18%. So you go from 2%, 10 partners plus in 1970, to a 9-fold increase by 2010.
You've got to be fucking kidding.
And with what I see going on out there, 10 plus partners is probably somewhere in the 40% range, if not half. All right, so what is this telling us here? We're basically seeing the erosion of the value of women being able to stay in a long-term mariage or mirage get degraded by the Western culture and propaganda of the left. All right, now I'm just telling you the truth here. I'm just showing you what is going on here on the ground. This next source here, this one here, fewer sex partner means a happier mariage. This is October 22nd, 2018. It's not very current, but it's close enough to the bullseye. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole thing here. I just want to show you this graph. This is saying percent reporting very happy in marriage. One partner. You'll see for women or men here, this is in the high 75% range. And you will see it go down for men to just under 60% with 21 plus partners. Now, what I don't understand here is this increase in the 6 to 10 partner range. This might be a sweet spot here for the ladies or for the dudes. And for the ladies here, you will see here that their satisfaction in the mirage goes way down when the dude has 6 to 10 partners. I'm just going through the graph here. I'm just telling you the deal, gentlemen. Next one. 7 reasons body count discussion is in... and is important in a relationship. All right, we just showed you the graphs about relationship or mirage satisfaction. Now they're trying to talk you here about growing concern over the number of sexual partners. This has never been a growing concern. This is a basic blueprint burned into our instincts and, dare I say, DNA for men in regards to definite responsibility and paternity for any children born out of said relationships or mirages. And the more number of sexual partners the woman has, the more doubt a man has in paternity.
Cheating bitch.
Plus, there are other factors in there like honor and embarrassment and hits to your ego and pride that men have. Women call it foolish. As a man, I'm going to be honest, those are extremely important to a man. Having a sense of honor and being looked in a positive light by a man's peers is exceedingly important in their lives. All right, so the 7 reasons, sexual experience. All right, now dudes, if you're out there with a woman and you're doubtful of her past, how she performs in the bedroom will answer all of those questions. If she is a super freak in the sheets, more than likely that behavior is basically rehearsed and reviewed extensively, meaning she has done this in the past. I'm just saying, that's just how it goes. Now, those circumstances could change. For instance, if she's a widow and she got out of the marriage because the man died and she has some decent experience there, that could be a reason for it. But in current year, I just showed you the tables and the graphs. You're going to have to just go with the fact that she's above the 5 body count, probably in the double digits. All right, bonding, we talked about this. Women have a severe problem with pair bonding with men with the more amount of bodies she has to her name. Youthfulness. Basically, they're talking about the vagine, and it's an elastic organ that it can accommodate stretching to the rate of a baby's head on the way out. But the more abuse that this organ takes, the less satisfaction there is for the dude. Being honest here, you can call me an istaphobe bigot. So what, comma? I
don't care.
All right, and you have the sexual expectations, adulterous tendencies. This, again, goes to the amount of sexual partners. And then, you know, gauging a woman's past to predict her future performance, since everything is, or a majority of everything is based around finance. Logic basically dictates that a man should use past performance to predict future performance. And in current year, 80% of divorces are filed by women, and that jumps up an additional 10 points if they have a college education. All right, now you have the spiritual implications. The Good Book talks about a lot of questionable women and what they did in the past, warning future generations of men against this type of behavior. So, you know, if you think you're going to be able to go to church and get out of this horrible dynamic loop that women and men are finding themselves in, you are sorely mistaken, like an overstretched vagine. All right, here we go. Now, this is a study from Psychology Today. All right, and we're just going to go through the key points. All right, people recently rated their willingness to date someone based on the numbers of previous sexual partners. 2 to 3 partners was ideal, with the decline after that, but a preference for some experience over none. All right, so basically, current year, a lot of dudes are taking a pass on the ladies with zero experience. The sweet spot is somewhere between 2 and 3, dare I say 4. And then after that number of people willing to participate in a long-term relationship / mirage goes down. All right, see, how many is too many? Basically, willingness declined steadily from 7 out of 9 to four partners to 2 out of 9 for 60 plus partners. 60 plus partners. That is a recipe for disaster, because you have no idea what that whistle sack has been exposed to in regards to DNA and, dare I say, VUDA. Basically, bottom line here, they're telling you basically that the more sexual partners, the less willing people are to participate. All right, now this next one here is more of an opinion, but this is current year, and we're going over, it's basically the knot. Does body count matter? You might want to think twice before sharing. You can tell here in the title, they're telling women, if you want to participate in any long-term play, you need to deceive your partner / potential partner in regards to your past.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
Because men are judging women based on that, which they rightfully should, by instinct and logic. You notice how I took emotion out of it there? I'm just pointing out the truth to you, gentlemen. There's a lot of women out there who are going to attack me and attack this channel for telling you guys the truth, mainly because a lot of women today are well beyond the 5 mark and are in the double digits. And if they're in college, I would add an additional 30% to that number if they were in a sorority. I refer to those women as sorostitutes. Listen, I went to college. I understand how that world works. It was bad when I was in college in the early 90s to mid 90s. And 30 years later, from what I'm getting in emails, text messages, DMs, and the stories I read on the internet, it is an absolute high-speed train wreck. It's not even a slow-motion train wreck. It is a high-speed train wreck, guaranteed for maximum life carnage down the track. Okay, so does body count matter in a relationship? You can see here they're trying to downplay it. Some men like to stereotype women in regards to body count. It's just an attempt to blame and shame you to something less. Don't fall for the bullshit. All right, now this is here from WikiHow. I don't put a lot of credence most of the time in anything with the word wiki in the beginning if it's going to be referred to as a quote-unquote source. All right, now you'll see here, does body count impact relationships? I'm going to just read this one thing for you here, and we'll put an end to this old gray mule, the nag, or the permanent resident of boxed wine in Catland. Body count shouldn't matter in relationships. Shouldn't is the key word here. It does. Bottom line, it does. If it doesn't for you as a man, you're going to wind up basically riding shotgun in the plane that I'm in, which is a boatload of dissatisfaction, heartache, financial loss, you name it. In current year, I'm warning you highly against participating with any female with a body count that even approaches the double digits. So the amount of people someone has slept with in the past has no impact on their current relationship or the worthiness of a person. However, some people may become jealous or insecure when learning of the partner's high body count. Some people. So look at these, how they set this up. Shouldn't and some people. The shouldn't matter is the feminist propaganda trying to blame and shaming you as a dude into disregarding the past of a woman. And some, meaning, again, this is blame and shame, that some men out there put a high value or become jealous in learning of their woman's high body count. Now, this, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Men put a high value on how they are perceived by their peers. And if you walk into a room with a woman that has been the town bicycle, and maybe some of the men in that room have ridden said bicycle, and they are your Eskimo brother, they're going to view you in a less than a good light, how shall we say here. With that being said, I am going to reiterate here. Gentlemen, pay attention to the women that you are looking to get involved with. Ask the questions, make the assumptions, talk to any of their friends or witnesses in regards to their past history. If you're with a woman who's 28 to 30, she's looking to get married, and you hear any rumors that she used to be a quote-unquote party girl or was in a sorority or had any other questionable activities in her past in regards to sexual couplings, you might want to hit the brakes and turn away from any kind of, how shall we say, commitment. Because you are setting yourself up for disaster. The divorce rates are as follows. 56% for first marriages. 63-65% for second marriages, 75% plus for third marriages. 80% of all these marriages fail when the woman files for divorce. Most of the time, the man is caught completely on guard. And one of the main reasons for said divorce is money or boredom or grew apart. You name it. It goes down from there. Now, with those percentages hanging over your head, you have to be out of your goddamn mind to involve yourself in a Western woman on a permanent basis. So wrap your tool, don't be a fool. Latex saves paychecks. All right, if she has a questionable past, she is temporary, entertainment purposes only. Find something better if you can. More than likely, with what's going on out there, you won't. So if you want to do the passport bro thing, I cannot recommend that to you, but it is an option. So with that being said, gentlemen, take it easy and heed my advice. out.